Hi, we're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're here to talk about cars, car repair, and the answer to last week's puzzle.
And a good one it was.
You thought I was done with the pill series. Admit it. You didn't. I thought you
were done with the puzzle, actually, 6 years ago, but you keep surprising me. You scrape one up every week.
Scrape is the right word, too. All right, here's the story. Our esteemed producer, Dougie Berman, was diagnosed recently with a rare disease, chronic laziness. And if not treated, it could be fatal. Anyway, his doctor told him, I'm going to prescribe these.
Well, it would be fatal because he would just not eat, too lazy to go get the food?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Too lazy to breathe, too lazy to do everything. Too lazy to dress, that would do it. Anyway, his doctor told him, I'm going to prescribe these two pills, and they have to be taken simultaneously at bedtime every night. You take one from bottle A and one from bottle B, and it's the interaction of the two pills that really is the key. Dougie nods. He says, yeah. The doctor goes on, you've got 10 pills in each bottle. That's 20 pills all told. And you've got to take one of each every night for 10 nights. But be careful, because if you make the mistake of taking two of the same pill, you're done for. You're going to get a rash across your butt the size of Nebraska. Anyway, Dougie decides to convalesce at his remote mountain cabin, and he begins the six-hour drive to get there. But just his luck, his car breaks down, and he has to walk the last 20 miles. And, of course, he does it clutching the two bottles of pills, the only thing between him and spending 2 weeks sitting in a 55-gallon drum of hydrocortisone cream. Anyway, he finally arrives at the cabin after dark, and he's so weak that delirium has set in.
How would he know?
I don't know. As he makes his way to the kitchen sink, he stumbles and falls, and, yeah, you guessed it, the pills go flying. When he gets up, he finds that one of the containers has two pills left in it. The other container is empty, and there are, of course, 18 pills scattered all over the floor. Oh, fiddlesticks, he says.
Yeah, sure.
He gathers up the pills and, to his horror, realizes that they all look alike. Same color, same shape, same size. No way to tell them apart visually. They're just plain little white pills. No markings, no nothing. He's getting weaker by the minute. Mm. But he suddenly remembers, through his delirium, that he has his very own, very accurate scale, one of those things they call an analytic scale.
Yes.
Something that maybe a pharmacist would use or a chemist.
And he's got one of these.
He's got one.
In his cabin in the woods.
Right, he's got nothing else. He's got a can of beans and this. So he gets out the scale, and by the time he's weighed the 11th pill, his worst fear is confirmed. Not only do they all look and feel and smell alike, but they all weigh the same.
Oh.
Fiddlesticks, he says, his voice getting weaker. So the question was, I know that you know there was a question coming sooner or later,
yes,
right? Is there a way for Dougie to take the recommended dosage and save his life, or should we start fighting over who gets his Sleepy LaBeef collection? I should add that this story, as you might expect, was filled with all sorts of obfuscations and declarifications, misleading information and all that, more than you could ever imagine.
You can give a hint. The first thing he does is take the two pills out of the bottle. There were two pills left in one bottle?
Right.
That's the first
That's the first obfuscation. That the fact that there were two pills left in one of the bottles had no bearing whatsoever.
Exactly.
On the.
But it was nice.
It was a nice touch.
Oh!
It had no bearing on the solution.
If there were one pill in the other bottle, that would be good, too.
Yeah, that wouldn't help either. You'd be all right, all right for the first night, but that would be it. The fact of the matter is the only hope he has, and is to take the pills that he has, all 20 of them, and grind them up into a powder. Mix the powder up, and then divide the powder into 10 equal piles. He can do it either by eye, or better still,
he's got the scale.
He can weigh out 10. He can weigh the whole thing and divide it into 10 parts on the scale.
Exactly. Keep him busy for half the night.
And if he can stay awake. and take one little pile of powder every night at the right time.
And hope the wind doesn't.
Assuming he's mixed it up well enough.
That's a very clever solution.
Isn't it? So who's our winner, Tommy?
The winner is Linda Jo Lochner from Black Hawk, South Dakota. Black Hawk. That's good. And for having her answer selected at random from among all the correct answers that we got, Linda Jo gets a $26 gift certificate to the Shameless Commerce Division at cartalk.com. where she can beat the Christmas rush. Actually, it's too late for that now. But she can still get a copy of our CD, Born Not to Run, More Disrespectful Car Songs, in time to leave it under the tree we suggest a tree way out in the woods somewhere where nobody will find it. No, it's a pretty good CD.
It ain't bad.
And the picture on the cover.
Oh.
Oh!
It's worth the price of admission
right
there.
Worth the price of admission.
Anyway, we'll have a brand new, less lengthy puzzler coming up in the third half of the show. In the meantime, if you have a question about your car or anything else, give us a call. The number is 888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-822-7825. 5-5. Hello, you're on Car Talk.